Welcome to another episode of Sass in the Beard, live with all of you out there in the world of the digital realms. We are so thankful.
How old are you?
We are so thankful that you decided to join us on our weekly video show, or if you are listening to this as a podcast, we also have a podcast.
I'm waiting for you to be like our vlog, or you know, like something really outdated.
Just yeah,
like we're gonna upload this to MySpace.
This week's
later.
Taping of Sass in the Beard.
Yeah, Nathan's got it.
Yeah, I am an elder millennial.
It's okay.
So yeah, fine. You are no, you're Gen Z. You're not.
No, I'm not. We're the same
that's right.
Age,
you're
yeah,
dude. You're right. Younger. Yeah.
Well, you just calling me old.
Yeah, sometimes I forget that we're the same age.
I think you're a little older than me. God, that was harsh. All right.
So, how are you folks? Hi, Glenn. We see you there commenting. Marsha, hi. How are you? For those of you who are just catching us for the first time, please comment your thoughts on what we talk about, and we will hopefully see them and respond.
And including questions, if we yes. can answer them, we will. We have a lot of good stuff to talk about
yeah.
tonight.
Like, so we were talking about before the show that this is like a repeat of last week's episode, except now we have more information for each item, because we kind of talked about the same things last week.
Man, you're a buzzkill tonight.
Well, but no, but now we can go more in depth.
We'll tell you what happened with them last week.
Yes.
Kind of what's been going on, because there's mm-hmm. been some developments on several things we talked about last week. But first, everybody is running for state
there
representative.
There's so many people running for state office, like so many Republicans.
Everybody except for you is running.
Yeah, no, I'm not running.
So there was a new announcement for a new candidate, for mm-hmm. a new Republican candidate for the state representative seat that's going to be vacated by
Dr. Joe Cloud,
mm-hmm. who's announced that he is not running again. And that is David Howell.
Yes, David Howell is the campus pastor at City Church. And he stated last week on social media that he was running for state rep in District 71. So along with Doug Skelton, Matt Duffield, and now also David Howell, we have three candidates for the state rep race. There are also three candidates that we know of, you know,
so far,
for the state Senate race. There's current state Senator Brian Davis, and then two challengers, Rick Harrell from the city of Russellville. He's a city councilman in Ward 3, and Joe Pearson, who is a quorum court member, zone. I can't
Not
remember
sure
which,
zone.
Which
I can't
zone.
Remember his zone, but and mm-hmm. and in the state rep race, Doug Skelton is also a justice
yes.
of the peace
yeah.
On mm-hmm. County Quorum Court. So those people who are already holding elected office in a different position than what they're running for, like Senator Davis obviously would be running for the same seat, but mm-hmm. For the city council and quorum court members, you know, they can't run for both seats at the same time.
No.
And so those seats are going to be open for someone to run for those as well. And, you know, a lot of these seats, and this happens regularly in Arkansas, not just in Polk County, but a lot of these seats are going to get decided in the primary race.
Yeah, that's what I've heard about. Some of these people have stated, well, if I don't win the primaries in March, I can then run for my city seat or quorum court
seat.
City
council
yeah.
probably could because mm-hmm. they file later, but yeah. quorum court files the same
right.
time as everybody else, so you can't file for both at the same
right.
time, so they can do that.
Yeah.
But for the city council member, for Rick Harrell, he could do that because they're not going to, they don't file until in the summer.
So if you're hoping that Rick Harrell running for a state office would get him out of the city council, you should probably, if you live in Ward 3, run against him, you know?
Yeah. I'd be curious to know if he can transfer, like, I don't know, the rules, like if
from
he
like
lost
funds and
yeah,
stuff,
his campaign
yeah.
funds, mm-hmm. if they could be transferred from a state Senate race to a city council
like
race.
Like if he could just make a donation from his state
himself.
Race to himself. Yeah,
yeah, I'd just be curious because it could dump a lot of money into the city council race than if he lost just something that popped
yeah,
in my
if
head.
He raised a significant portion of funds for the state Senate race.
You know, so this is something when these come up in for the primary in, they're saying March. I think it's going to be May because it's an off year.
Yeah.
I mean, I can
and
be
with
wrong.
Redistricting, it may push everything back.
So I'll be surprised. I think it's going to be May, but they I didn't see if they've set a date yet, so I could be totally wrong there. That's just my prediction. Because we used to always do that. We would go, you know, in governor's races, the primary would be in May, and then in presidential years, they'll do it in March to hit Super Tuesday. So so we'll see. But those seats, you know, it's kind of a bummer if you want to vote in local races, and we have all these partisan races going on that, you know, you have to pick either a Democrat or a Republican primary ticket because there'll be, you know, Democrats on the governor's race and stuff like that.
So you can't vote, on
vote
the local.
For. But if you vote for those and as a Democrat, then you don't get a vote in that, which is why I think we need jungle primaries.
Yeah, or at least some kind of open primary. Like, we have an open primary where you can choose either ballot, but if you don't have a Democratic candidate on your Democratic ballot, you can't vote for your city or really your state or your quorum core. The city's on all the ballots. But I think local office, like city and county, should be on all the ballots anyway and should be nonpartisan, but that's just me.
Yeah, you know, I tried during session to lobby some legislators to make the quorum court a nonpartisan position, and it was just an absolute non-starter because, you know, right now in Arkansas, the environment is very much, it favors Republicans, and so it's much easier to run if you're in that party than it is to run as a Democrat. And this right now, you know, 30 years ago, that was totally different. And it changes and that's fine. But the, but you know, it's just interesting, but that's what a jungle primary is where you, everybody runs on the same ballot and then the top two or the top four advance to the general, depending on how you set it up.
Yeah. Yeah. That would be interesting. You know, it also, when you talk about these kind of races, the amount of money that is raised, when I ran for the state rep race, we spent a little under $30,000, and there were just two candidates, and my opponent raised like three times the amount of money that I had. And so I wonder, you know, especially in a race where you don't have an incumbent coming in, I wonder where a lot of the money from, you know, those sources, like where they're going to go, who's going to endorse. Is somebody going to endorse Skelton that had endorsed Cloud, but someone else might endorse Howell or Duffield?
There's all these different organizations that have political action committees, like the Realtors Association, the Chamber of Commerce, and all, you know, at the state level, all of these groups have money to put behind, and the unions and just all these different organizations. And so, you know, you know, when you were running, you know, you'd go and both sides would have an interview with the organization.
And every time I walked in the room, I knew I wasn't going to get it.
And we'd be like, still go. You still want to go and talk to them. And, you know, you're just like, yep. I mean, you were always such a good sport about it. But we always knew that you weren't going to get anything.
There was one time that Joe Cloud and I met on the same day, and he was before me, and he walked out as I was going in, and like, He was extremely nice. It was like, good luck.
Of course, always.
You know, and I was like, yeah, I don't even have this one. Like, there's no way. Like, thanks for being nice, but come on, man.
Thanks for pretending to be.
Well, I mean, all but like $3,000 or $4,000 of mine was literally
for individuals.
Yeah, like $20 here, $30 there, $50 there. So
So, okay, enough of that.
Thanks, Marcia. I appreciated your vote, as I did all of those that voted for me. That was a great experience. I'm not quite ready to do it again.
It's traumatic. Running for office really is. It's good. It's a good experience, but it takes a while to recover from it. Because it's intense. It's a lot.
Yeah. And I will do it again.
Especially for a state level. Mm-hmm. Now, local office shouldn't be that intense.
No.
But so quorum court.
Yes.
Let's go to that.
They live streamed.
Oh, my gosh. And it was so good. I was so pleased. I mean, you could hear everything. You could see everybody. Judge Cross gave props to new this year Justice of the Peace, Jennifer Sloan, the only woman on the quorum court who really spearheaded getting this live stream set up. And I am so grateful for it because I listened to it while I was driving home from work. Like, I just had it playing in my car, and then when I got home, I finished watching it. And it was just so much more convenient than being there, you know, having to rush over there and try to be there and then get home afterwards. And so I was really glad. They had some issues we talked about last week. They did first readings on the concealed carry
in the courthouse.
In the courthouse for county employees or on county property, not just the courthouse, but on county, yeah. You know, like for county offices.
Not for you. John Q. Taxpayer, you can't walk in the quorum court meeting with a gun. But for, you know, the judge and all of the quorum court members could be packing. That's what this ordinance is about.
All of my devices are going off. I'm sorry. I was trying to turn my sounds off on my watch, and then I accidentally pinged my
phone. Where is it? Yeah. Right. So they ran that. They read the first reading.
So and you know, Justice Pearson said that because this could be a controversial issue, he wanted to leave it and do them, you know, for 3 months, because there was kind of a question about whether they wanted to try to go ahead and just push it through. And so I was
because it was a controversial issue, they wanted to follow the rules.
Okay, but we all know that there is often this like, well, let's just go ahead. There's no reason. We know what we want. We know everybody's going to vote. Let's just put it through.
Mm-hmm.
And so I do appreciate when they follow the rules and understand that it could be important to people to have community input, even if it's something that they all
agree with.
They all agree on. Mm-hmm. But the other one that we talked about last week that was big is the casino election ordinance.
Can't write a letter of support after he's already written a letter of support.
Yeah. I mean, oh, God bless. I think that's just going to be our forever readings that we just listen to. I mean, they're going to be here forever. We're always going to have a casino ordinance to deal with. Even once there's a casino.
Just be like, sorry, you can't write a letter of support.
They'll be like,
well, I just played blackjack last week. I don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah exactly. Yeah. Until there's an election that overrides state law. It's going to go great. one of the good things, though, that happened, so that's still, it was first reading because they've tabled it before and took it off the agenda and then brought it back. So it was a first reading. It will be on the agenda again if you want to go and remind them that taxpayers don't generally want to pay legal fees around something that's obviously unconstitutional. That's my opinion. I mean, you might be cheering them on.
Well, didn't like 3/4 of the new, I'm sure all of them did this, talk about, you know, financial responsibility and that because they were anti-casino, they were going to make sure that we had the money we needed by not being frivolous with our budget.
I mean, I'm not saying they've been frivolous with the budget necessarily,
right.
This is something that we know is going to be, I mean, you just know
it's going to be a legal battle.
Yeah, I mean, it's very clear that Arkansas law says that, one, the quorum court can't change the powers of the county judge. Like, that's well-established law. Like, that's not just something around the casino issue. That's in general, like, any powers that he has that are instilled through the state constitution when they established county government, that can't be changed randomly by the quorum court. Now, there are parts of that can be changed through the state legislature.
Yes.
And there's parts of it that would have to be done through a ballot
constitutional amendments and those kind of things, yeah.
Which, speaking of, I did notice today that the Fair Play for Arkansas group, the anti-casino group, they have their ballot initiative. You know, they've established a ballot question committee to try to get an initiative on the ballot in 2022 to remove that... Remove the casino from Polk County. So far, I was checking their finance reports today because I was on there looking at some other stuff, and they have only raised about $6,000. So, you know, it seems like they're not off to a real strong start.
Right.
But, you know, we'll keep an eye on it and let folks know.
How much does it cost to get a ballot initiative?
Well, I mean, typically, if you're going to be paid canvassers, you're easily looking at $1 million.
Yeah.
Now, you know, maybe they are going to find a way to do it through volunteers.
Yeah, they're going to hand the pamphlets to pastors at their churches. That's what they're
going to do. It's very, very hard. Although not impossible, but very hard to collect 100,000 signatures with volunteers. So
we already had people come into our place of business with.
So there's a petition in your office, or
no. Asking us to sign.
Oh, and you.
I declined to sign. Yeah.
Decline to sign.
Yeah.
We have those campaigns sometimes. Decline to sign campaigns. So anyways, one of the good things that came out of the Quorum Court meeting was a bonus for all county employees to, you know, thank them for their work during the pandemic.
That's awesome.
Out of American Rescue Plan funds, federal funding specifically for COVID. We've seen similar programs like for school, the schools where they provided bonuses.
That's right. RSD did approve of that for, you know.
Yep. And so this is going to be a bonus for county employees. And it was, you know, they were very gracious when they discussed how much they appreciate them and how hard they've worked. So it was a really good meeting to watch. It was really interesting. It's going to be kind of funny because they, you can tell some of them aren't used to having live mics all the time because they kind of crack jokes in there. Like, you don't hear the city council do that as much because they've kind of learned their lesson. But you'll hear them sometimes after the meeting. Like, if you stay on the I love listening to the live streams after the meeting to hear people when they think they're not on a mic.
Yeah, they know it's not turned off yet. They don't know it's turned off yet.
But so there were some jokes made that were, like, if they'd been pulled out as a soundbite, they would not have looked nice on people. But, you know, it was all innocent stuff. Nobody said anything that was, like, inappropriate or bad. It was just kind of funny because it was like, oh, you guys aren't used to this yet. So that'll be interesting to watch. But then, so the city council, though, live stream downstairs tonight.
Oh, gross.
Oh, my God.
Oh, wait. Yes. No.
It was terrible.
No. Downstairs last week or downstairs
tonight? They had an agenda prep tonight. I thought they had agenda prep last week. I
thought they did, too.
They had an agenda prep meeting tonight. And they also had a special called meeting that was happening after that, it had not started by the time we started our meeting or started the show, so we didn't get to see it yet. But their live stream upstairs is great. The downstairs one, man, you just can't hear anything.
Right.
I mean, I appreciate that they're making the attempt, you know, trying to do it, because, I mean, people have complained for a long time about not being able to watch those meetings.
Or attend them at all because they're at weird times. Like, the 5:30 at City Hall, like, you have to be there, and it's,
And so there's not a lot of space down there. Yeah.
And they just sit at a table with no microphones
and talk to each other. Like, you can barely hear them when you're in the room.
Yeah.
They really need to improve that system downstairs so that people can listen, because that's really when they have all the discussion. Like tonight, they were discussing a lot of information about the future of Hickey Pool.
Yeah.
Excuse me. And what it'll cost to make repairs to Hickey Pool. I said, you know, I think to do everything that would need to be done to repair it and get it up in good working order was around $1 million. And there's been a lot of debate between council members of whether that's the right move or if it should just kind of be shut down and they look at building something new over where the aquatic center is. You know, there's been a lot of debate. And so that's kind of starting, that issue starting to come to a point that people are going to, the decisions are going to be made.
Yeah. So if you care about Hickey Pool and whether or not it stays where it's at in existence, then you need to speak to your city council person because that's a big deal. And we were talking about American Rescue funds. Well, the Quorum Court got theirs. The city council probably got theirs too. So maybe they could use some of the funds for that. They could use some of the funds to give their employees bonuses.
No, I don't think they can use the funds for Hickey Pool.
There's some infrastructure. It's a very wide, definition. Like, that was the whole point. I've been asking the city, just unofficially, for the last 3 months, you know, what are you going to do with it? And they're like, well, we don't know because it's very wide. There's not a whole lot of individual, and they do that on purpose. They did that way with the PPP funds because they wanted businesses to be able to use the money. Mm-hmm. So I would imagine that it'll be very similar.
Yeah. There's also, there was some discussion tonight. All it said on the agenda was like an amendment to the animal control ordinance, but it didn't specify which ordinance, and I didn't get a hold of a copy of what that change is. But during the agenda prep, I could hear that they were discussing some of amending or repealing or making changes around the breed specific bans that were put in place,
like the pit bull ban,
probably like 15 years ago. Yeah. They put in place a pit bull ban, and so, you know, that kind of was a hot topic last year.
Yeah.
And when the dog park opened, and so I think that is going to be on the agenda next week as well. Cool. For people to discuss. You know, so that's something that people have had a lot of strong feelings about. Yes. On both sides of the issue. And so I think it's, you know, an important one that, you know, folks know is out there and going to need to be decided soon.
What do you think they should do with Hickey Pool?
With Hickey Pool?
Yeah. And those of you who are watching, what do you think they should do? Yeah. With Hickey Pool?
I think that they should keep Hickey Pool where it's at.
Me too.
For two reasons. One, because that side of town doesn't have much happening over there. And there's not a lot of new development, and so I think it's good to keep that in the place. Now, the argument against that we always hear is that, oh, the kids who are coming there aren't even from that side of town. And I just want to know where that data comes from, because I'm like, are you polling everybody on their address when they come in? Like, I don't know how you figure that out, but that's the argument I've heard. And then the second reason is honestly just my distrust of the city's ability to pull off large scale projects that are for recreation, because you know, if we close it down, we're gonna have to wait for them to build something new, which is, I'm sure, not gonna be less than $1 million.
No.
And I just don't like have a huge amount of faith. I mean, I hate to say that, because I know we have good elected officials, but just over time, through like the bureaucracy issues or whatever, I mean, and with different officials, like it's not one person's fault. We've just seen the city really struggle to pull off these big kind of projects.
Yeah.
And you know, often have pretty major issues, which I'm sure that happens everywhere. But for me, it just seems like the better way to go right now is to keep Hickey where it's at.
Yeah. And I don't know why we can't have both. What's the purpose in if the plan when they built the aquatic center, which I know it was because I was there in the aftermath. The plan was always to build this big facility that's indoor and then an outdoor facility. That's always been the plan. But also, you can have an outdoor pool on the other side of town. There's no rule against having multiple. And then, if you build this outdoor facility next to the aquatic center and people stop going to Hickey Pool, then you have justification. But to just say we're gonna do this and get rid of this really kind of alienates a whole half, especially if you don't have sidewalks and good walkability to get from point A to point B, from one side of the town to the other. So in my opinion, I agree with you. They should keep Hickey Pool. They should fix it. They should get it up to whatever kind of modernization needs to be. For it to be safe and effective, and leave it open and quit worrying so much about, they've wasted a lot more money on less important things to the community.
They have, I mean, I don't know. I mean, it just seems like such a silly thing to fight over, but they have been fighting over this for literally at least like a year.
Yeah.
And every time it comes up, it's like a huge argument between city council members.
People get heated.
Yes. It's crazy. Sanctuary City issue, if anyone's unfamiliar with that, do you want to talk about that coming up again?
So Rick Harrell, councilman from Ward 3, who is also running for the state Senate, last year brought up a sanctuary city for the unborn ordinance, which did not get voted on. They kind of just let it flatten out, and is very kind of a partisan type thing. This is something that the state allowed in their in the bazillion 3,000 or 4,000 laws that they just had passed through. And so in this would allow the city at some point to give them the ability to spend city funds in memorial parks for the unborn, or to put a sign out on the ends of the city to let everyone who drives through know we are a sanctuary city for the unborn. And whether you support or don't support abortion, like, the point of this is the potential for the city to spend money on a hyper-partisan issue that, again, we could spend money on fixing Hickey Pool. So they're going to vote on that, or read it once, I guess, for the first time.
I think this will be the first reading.
Yeah.
If you have strong feelings for or against, I mean, I know a lot of people.
Let your city council member know. Show up to the meeting. All of the above.
And there are lots of, like, planning department kind of issues that are on the agenda. You know, I mean, vacating right-of-ways and changing zoning and, like, giving permits to put up a canopy and, you know, stuff like that. And so that stuff, unless you're involved in it, isn't always that interesting. But they, if you live in the area of one of these issues, you might care a lot about it. The agenda is available on Justin Keller, posted on his Facebook page. He's one of the city council members. And then Sean Harris usually is great about posting it on his.
And they both have, like, city council member pages.
Russellville City Council. And then you can also find them on the Russellville, Arkansas website.
Yes.
It's russellvillearkansas.org, I think, right?
I think so,
And then the other thing I kind of mentioned earlier, but then we didn't really get into it. It's exciting, is there was a special meeting tonight about the city entering into an agreement to sell the Dalton King packing facility, which I don't know if you know where that's at. It's as you head over, like, towards Dardanelle, right before you cross the bridge into Dardanelle, it's to the right there, but it's set pretty far back from the road. I can't give directions without using my hands. And I went and toured it when I was in leadership Russellville, and I mean, it's a huge facility. The city bought it a few years ago when that company shut down.
I was on the city council when we bought it.
Did you have a hand in that decision? Do you remember how much the city paid for it?
No.
Okay, I don't either.
I remember that Mayor Horton was crucified for wanting to buy it.
I know.
And then all the city council members complained about buying it, and then they all voted to buy it. And I was the one going, this is not a bad deal. Like, this would, A, help a current community city member to sell this property so that he doesn't go bankrupt, which is not anybody's fault necessarily.
Not
city's responsibility. But the potential for, could we bring in business for multiple jobs? Like, they'd already done that several times. The city's already done that with companies on the east end of town multiple times. They bought spec properties. And so this was a great opportunity for that, especially as large as it was and all the equipment that came with it. And it was a steal of a deal for the money.
Yeah. So we went over and toured it. I remember the chamber. It was kind of creepy when you went in, because, like, they just left everything. Like, all the desks, people's papers, like, stuff, everything was just laying there. And I mean, it looked like a zombie movie where everybody just ran away.
The rapture has come.
Yeah, something. Yeah. And I remember the chamber director trying to talk our group into cleaning that building up as our project for leadership Russellville. We were all like, nah, man. It was so bad. But anyways, the meeting tonight is for the mayor to enter into an agreement to sell the Dalton King packing facility to Phoenix Innovations. It would be, I believe, a $1.4 million deal. Somebody was actually texting me details as we were sitting here. That's why I was kind of checking my phone, because I didn't get to get all the details before the meeting. But they, looking at $1.4 million, and would bring in approximately 50 jobs over the next couple of years. And so, you know, I mean, the building has sat there empty. That was the purpose of it, was to try to bring in business. It's kind of unfortunate for Mayor Horton, who did the work and kind of caught all the grief for it.
Yeah.
And now Mayor Harris will get to bring in, you know, get kind of the credit for it. But that's okay. I mean, you know,
that's the way it works. Yeah.
Is that things happen across elected officials. But I'm glad to see that that deal is happening and that we're going to see some growth there.
I want to see if I can find how much the city purchased the Don King building for.
Oh, yeah, I can't remember.
I can't remember.
So, yes, looking like a good deal there. I saw somebody ask about the casino.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I haven't seen any developments recently other than just what we talked about with the Quorum Court casino ordinance. Although, you know, I missed, like, a month of life, and so I may have missed some stuff in September. But to the best of my knowledge, there hasn't been any major developments recently. I could be wrong, but that's what I know as of today. That's probably somebody else texting me to tell me
that, this is why, or this is what you said wrong. Or...
Yeah, exactly. I mean, this is the things you didn't know. Y'all, it's Tuesday, and I know I say this every week, but God, it's been a long week, and it's only Tuesday. I'm so tired, Nathan.
Only Tuesday.
It's only Tuesday.
I can find that and put it in the comments. I don't have. I'll look for that later.
Yeah. And so this is, I mean, we'll keep an eye on this as it develops, because it is going to be, I'm sure they'll put out press releases if they get through it and everything. Because
it'll be a big, big deal for, you know, economic development.
And this is a pretty common thing that city governments do to try to bring in business, that they may give them a deal. Sometimes they may give them a deal on their property taxes. Mm-hmm. They may give them, you know, they may make some kind of agreement that lowers costs for them to come in initially so that it's more attractive to come to our area.
Yeah, or give, you know, let's say that property's worth $3 million, and then they say, we'll sell this to you for half price if you can guarantee X number of jobs and those kind of things. Yeah, because it's not making any money if the city's just sitting there on it. Marcia says Mayor Horton should still be our mayor. I love Mayor Horton. I consider him a very good friend.
I think that's
Yes, he's a good dude. Yeah, and you talked about the casino news. That's pretty much all we have for tonight. This was a slow week.
It was kind of a slow week. but it's, you know, lots of stuff. There is still a lot of stuff happening.
Yes.
There's a lot of stuff happening with city council tonight.
Yeah.
It's going to be a, that I think is going to be a really interesting meeting next week that I hope people pay attention to.
Yes.
But it is, oh, and someone said that the Phoenix Innovations is a locally owned company. So that's pretty
cool. Yeah, that's even better.
I did not know that.
When it's we work deals for people from within.
Yeah.
Like small business.
It's like shop local, but with billions of dollars.
Yeah.
It's pretty cool. So, all right. Well, this was fun.
Yeah. Thank you guys so much for watching. Please share this video with your friends. And if you have podcasting apps, listen to us on Apple or Spotify or all of the other popular podcasting platforms. And we will see you guys next week.